more than 12,500 people felt the 3.8 magnitude earthquake in Mount Barker yesterday, from Victor Harbour to Kapunda, Marino to Maipalonga. We've been pretty lucky in SA history so far with earthquakes, but there could be more in future. Just a few days after the anniversary of the 1954 earthquake that was 50 times stronger than yesterday's, we've got on the line senior seismologist, one of the senior seismologists from Geoscience Australia, Phil Cummins. Hi there, Phil.
Hello.
Yeah, so we get a bit excited here in South Australia when something like that happens. Tell us what you know about the earthquake that hit Mount Barker yesterday. What do you know about it?
Well, it's been downgraded slightly to a magnitude 3.7. It seemed to happen either very near or right in the town of Mount Barker beneath, well, we set it at 10 kilometers depth, but it could be somewhere plus or minus 5 kilometers of that. So that's a reasonably shallow earthquake that was felt over a fairly wide area. As you said, 12,500 felt reports within about 200 kilometers of the earthquake.
Right. Do we know what caused it?
Well, it's almost certainly due to the gradual buildup of stress within the Earth's crust. And this stress is transmitted from the plate boundaries, where the Australian plate is colliding with New Guinea in the north and New Zealand to the east, and even the India-Asia collision over in the northwest. Those the forces generated by those collisions get transmitted through the Australian crust all the way to Adelaide, where the stress gradually builds up and eventually exceeds the frictional strength of contact for this particular fault, which ruptured in the earthquake.
Right. I see. I mean, we feel pretty lucky here in South Australia. We're generally shielded from a lot of things like that. Should we be worried? Could we have bigger earthquakes in future?
Well, it's definitely possible to have bigger earthquakes in the future. As you mentioned, the 1954 earthquake was a magnitude 5.4 event that caused some damage in Adelaide, and it's possible that we could even get earthquakes bigger than that. That particular area, Flinders, Mount Lofty ranges, and that whole sort of axis of into the hills has somewhat higher earthquake activity than elsewhere in Australia. So, you know, I think it's a area of concern, and we should be careful when we build our buildings to make sure they follow the building code. And in particular, for infrastructure like hospitals or dams, they should take particular care to be earthquake resilient.
We have those building codes, which is good. Are we protected if we did have a serious earthquake in future?
Yes, I think the building code is designed to make buildings resilient to the level of earthquake shaking we expect would happen. And so, you know, I hope that we are resilient with respect to collapse of modern buildings, but there's still plenty of old buildings, in particular old brick buildings, that might be susceptible to damage or even collapse in a large earthquake.
Mm. Phil Cummins is with us. He's one of the senior seismologists from Geoscience Australia. There was a wonderful community thing that happened yesterday, which is people reaching out on social media, people putting in their reports to the government and to seismologists. Does it make a big difference to paint a picture from community involvement with something like an earthquake?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we get from our instruments, we can get the location and the magnitude of an earthquake. But what we're really interested in is the level of shaking it caused. So we can estimate that given a location and magnitude, but we really do want those felt reports to tell us what people actually felt, so that we can understand not only, you know, the size and location of the earthquake, but, you know, the effect of the wave motion on the ground. Because, you know, it varies from place to place how well the place transmits seismic waves and whether the soft soils amplify seismic waves. And so all that information we can try to get, at least to some extent, from the felt report. So those are really important.
Right. So you'd like people to engage with your website in future?
Absolutely. Mm. Yes, please.
So that's the Geoscience Australia, and look it up on Google. It's not necessarily always on a fault line, is it?
Well, there are, that's a known sort of axis of somewhat heightened seismic activity going from the Flinders and Mount Lofty ranges and extending a bit further south. So there are faults that are known to be active. There may be other faults that we still don't know about that are active. So there are some active faults in that area, and it is an area of concern.
Is there anything that people can do to be more conscious of or prepare for future events?
Well, as I said, the most important thing is that new buildings are built according to the building code, but that doesn't apply to older buildings. There are a lot of older buildings that may not follow the code. It's very expensive generally to try to retrofit those buildings to make them more resilient. So it's sort of difficult to say what you could do now to help you, but it is worthwhile knowing what to do in the case of a large earthquake. The general advice is duck, cover, and hold, so you don't try to run outside the building. Instead, you should duck down, try to get under cover, say under a desk or something, and hold on so that you don't get shaken, and moved out of cover.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. That's something that maybe we don't really think about, and especially when there's curiosity that comes into it. Oh, this is different. But what is the likelihood? Do you know the stats on the likelihood of future earthquakes?
Well, we can look back at what's happened in the past, and since the early 1900s, we've recorded over 100 earthquakes in that area. Most of these are quite small. This is within 100 kilometers of Mount Barker, yesterday's epicenter. And, there have been over 100 earthquakes recorded. Most of them are below 3. There's only about 10 that are close to 3 and above. But as I say, there was the magnitude 5.4 in 1954. And we do think that they can get bigger because, geological studies of the faults have shown that they have the potential to generate even larger earthquakes.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. I'm sure you're in demand, Phil Cummins. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.